Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Word. Welcome to Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week. My name is Nathaniel Mayhew, and today we will be discussing the word epiphany. Epiphany is a word that comes from the Greek and literally means appearing or manifestation. From the very early days of the church separated the celebration of Christmas from the celebration of Epiphany. Both festivals celebrate the incarnation of Jesus Christ. But Epiphany particularly focuses on the revelation of God to the Gentiles. Epiphany is generally celebrated on January 6th, as the wise men came to bring their gifts to the newborn Savior, Jesus. We have a verse in the Apostle Paul's letter to Timothy which speaks about and uses this word, Epiphany. Paul writes, "Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing, or epiphany, of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Paul says that the epiphany, or the appearing of Jesus Christ, is an important foundational event in the life of Christians. Through that event, God has called us to his own purpose, to his own calling, to the grace that was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. In our Christian calendars, we celebrate the season of Epiphany. It begins on January 6th, and each year is just a little bit different in length depending on when Easter falls during the year. But during this season of Epiphany, we celebrate the fact that God was revealed, or he appeared, to mankind. Specifically, he appears to the Gentiles. In the early church, Epiphany was called Christmas for the Gentiles. Christmas was celebrated as God was revealed to the Jews there in Bethlehem, but God also wanted the Gentiles to be saved. When the wise men came to bring their gifts and to celebrate the birth of the newborn king, they also were a part of God's kingdom. Throughout the season of Epiphany, our scripture readings generally focus on how Jesus demonstrated that he was true God to the world. The fact that he manifested himself as true God to the world. Many of the scripture readings throughout the Epiphany season focus on the miracles of Jesus as he was demonstrated to be not only true man, but also true God and the Savior of the world, the promised Messiah that had been foretold by the prophets of the Old Testament. In many of these scripture readings, we'll see how Jesus showed himself to have power over evil spirits, power over nature, power over sickness, and even power over death. When Jesus came as our Savior, he demonstrated that he was true God, the Savior of all mankind. Jesus will also have another epiphany on the last day when he returns again to judge the living and the dead. The Apostle Paul writes again to Timothy, saying, "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing, or his epiphany, and his kingdom, preach the word." Jesus is coming again. He will have a second epiphany on the last day, when he comes again in glory and in judgment to judge both the living and the dead. May we look forward to that epiphany with great joy and with eagerness. And may we rejoice in this epiphany season that Jesus has come and has been revealed as the Savior of the world. We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.